The Doug and Wolf Show.
The next 4 hours of your life will be outstanding wherever you are if you keep listening to The Doug and Wolf Show.
You're calling your shot.
I'm
right
calling
now.
My shot on today's show.
Doug Franz, Ron Wolfley.
You know that's good radio.
Oh, yeah.
Doug and Wolf, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Ding, 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 good morning, Basinonians. Ron Wolfley and Doug Franz. That's right, the Doug and Wolf Show. Savages in the morning, broadcasting high atop the bell tower. That is the Auction Community Studios. The basin awaits your words, Douglas. Good morning.
We have an idea of two Twitter polls. Let me talk to you about number one.
Okay.
Number one will be yes or no.
Yes.
Is it time to end the stupid bells? That's just
no.
Yes or no.
As a matter of fact, no. The Quasimodo Wednesday continues.
Man, I can't stand
Hump Day, Basinonians, right? Two-man luge day. Continue.
Number two this morning, you are... officially, and I just did the math in my head, so I have no idea if I'm right.
All right.
About 36 hours away from the NBA draft.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. A day away. A momentous day indeed. We sit on the precipice, ladies and gentlemen, of either destruction or championships. I mean, honestly, that's what it could possibly be.
To our knowledge... Adam Silver does not have the power to suddenly change the NBA draft lottery.
Yes. All right.
So, dependent on nuclear holocaust hitting us, the Suns will actually pick number one in an NBA draft in 36 hours.
Number one overall. Number one overall. And you know what? Honestly, ladies and gentlemen, we're sitting here the 20th of June, right? 6/20/2018, ladies and gentlemen. June 20th. We're sitting here. Very, very much like it was on March 17th, 1969. The coin flip for Lou Alcindor was going to be the next day on March 18th, 1969. I'm sorry. I think it's that big for this franchise once again. You either get it right and maybe win championships or get it wrong and rue the day. You ever had the number one overall pick. Or maybe, you know what, Luka Doncic is going to suck buttermilk. DeAndre Ayton, Marvin Bagley, all of them. Who knows? They're 19 years old. You have no idea what kind of men these guys are going to turn out to be. Now, that will be the only saving grace in this whole story, if in fact they all stink for the most part.
What's crazy about this draft is there's a phrase in drafting called the shelf, okay? The shelf is where the talent drops off.
Yes.
To me, what's unlike any other draft, the top three picks could all be number one picks in a normal draft.
Okay.
The top nine picks could all be top three picks in a normal draft.
So you got two shelves right there.
And the shelf is that high compared to previous drafts. Like, for an example, I never went ballistic when Alex Len got drafted because that draft was so crappy. There was Victor Oladipo versus the world, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, this draft, you take whoever gets drafted number eight, he'd get drafted one or two in that draft that Alex Len got drafted at number five. So we do have the second poll question, which is actually the more legitimate and real poll question this morning. Aaron, what is it?
So let's see if all the shows steal our poll again today.
How about that?
Because they all stole.
What?
Yeah. So I posted a poll yesterday morning saying, who would you rather go to Vegas with, Doug or Wolf? Wolf, you're you're like running this like to the next state. You're winning like 80%. Doug, sorry, 20.
Yeah.
But then all the shows stole it.
What?
And I was like, yeah. I was like, we were talking about Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah, right. We were talking about Shania.
People would rather go watch Shania Twain with Wolf than drink beer and gamble with me.
Yeah, pretty much. But this is the most important
poll. This is a sad
poll.
City, by the way. Sad. Let me
well,
just
it won't
that.
Be sad tomorrow night.
It will not be sad tomorrow night.
So
no.
We're going to post a poll, Suns fans. This is your last chance to let Ryan McDonough know. Who do you want the Suns to take? DeAndre Ayton, Luka Doncic, Marvin Bagley or Mo Bamba?
So we're going to do this, what, throughout the show? This is what we're going to do, right? This
right.
is our Twitter poll.
Right.
This is your last opportunity, correct?
Correct. And if there is someone else that you would rather, tweet us.
Do you? Can you choose more than one on a Twitter poll?
Why do you have to take it there?
I want Ayton and Bamba. Why?
Yeah, right.
That's
Forget
where
about
my...
it. Just go with that number one.
I'm talking
one
number
overall.
One. You can't take two number players one. At number listen. One, Doug.
Listen. Can't you just follow the rules, Doug?
Okay. Listen, it's very simple. You can set up all your little rules that you want. If you name Doug Franz the general manager of the Phoenix Suns,
yes.
Kawhi Leonard is a Sun, and I don't mean you're trading for him, you would have still had him, and you're going to have Booker, and you're going to have Ayton, and you're going to have Bamba.
No,
I'm getting Ayton and Bamba.
No, you would have been fired before
okay,
that.
So
you would
then,
have been fired.
I think
they
we
are
found
mine.
Out.
You would not have actually made it to those drafts.
I think we found out who wrote the ESPN article, NBA draft trades we'd like to see.
Yes.
Sun swap Devin Booker for the second pick. That was
no,
you, Doug.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Get to the starting five.
That's
yeah,
dumb.
We can talk
you
about this
be
next.
Kidding me. Okay, so we're doing this. We're definitely doing this Twitter poll, and we're doing it throughout the duration of the show. 9:30 is the big reveal, I guess, right?
For the
9:30.
Answer.
Who do you want? Who do you trust? Your last chance, your last opportunity to say something to the Suns and to Ryan McDonough.
Ayton and Bamba.
And now, it's time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five. You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories. Here's Doug Franz
Watch
and
it,
Ron Wolfley.
Good morning, Vince.
Number five.
Number five this morning, how does this affect the National League West? It came out late yesterday morning, so we didn't get a chance to look at it. But if you didn't see it, on Monday, Hunter Strickland pitched in a third of an inning. That was it.
Yeah.
Gave up three runs in the top of the ninth inning. Marlins come back, and they take game one of a three-game series in San Francisco. And as he leaves the field, he punches a door. Hunter Strickland breaks his hand, and therefore he's out 6 to 8 weeks.
Yes. Well, the door, you knew, was going to win.
The highlight of this story, however, isn't even that. The highlight of this story is the quote from Bruce Bochy, who was asked about Mark Melancon, who signed a $62 million four-year deal to take him away from the Pirates to be the closer.
Yes.
Of which job he's lost.
Melancon.
Bochy says, quote, "Your closer is somebody who has to be resilient. And I'm not sure that Mark's at that stage right now."
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine
now,
that?
Now, he supposedly meant it from an injury front, being resilient. Yeah. Good morning, Mark Melancon.
Next.
Number four.
Number four this morning is NBA news. You got two stories you got to pay attention to because they could both include the Suns. Number one, Kawhi Leonard and Greg Popovich meet. What's weird is Kawhi Leonard told his group that he didn't want to meet with Pop at all.
Yes, right.
So why did he acquiesce, and why were you afraid to meet with him in the first place?
Yes, exactly.
Story number two is Dwayne Wade has come out and said LeBron James is going to the Los Angeles Lakers. Why does that affect the Suns? Dan Gilbert, are you listening?
Yeah.
If you accept this, the rebuild is on, which means you need to make a trade with the Suns.
I thought it was Chris Paul, Douglas.
It is.
Okay, you said Dwayne Wade.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, interesting.
You got it right.
Next.
Thank you. Good correction.
Number three.
Number three is Josh Rosen. An article on Josh Rosen describing Josh Rosen's comments on a podcast. Very interesting. Saying that he loves what he's going through right now with the Arizona Cardinals. And the fact that he can just open his iPad and get ready and study the playbook anytime he wants for as long as he wants. And he doesn't have to close it out
yes.
in order to get ready for a history test he embraces.
You know what I love about this? It's the work ethic that it speaks to for Josh Rosen. We'll talk about that. And not only that, it's leadership. And by proxy, a quarterback has got to be able to lead, period.
What I love about this story on Josh Rosen is very simple. You had to close up studying football to get ready for a history test. You went to UCLA. We can all pass a history test at UCLA.
Number two.
Number two this morning. Oh.
If you make mistakes, they're going to make you pay for it. I thought he was doing a really good job of managing the strike zone and pitching to contact. And Matt's not afraid of contact. I just think a few pitches got away from him in the wrong situation.
That's Torey Lovello to Fox Sports Arizona. And why does it sound like all things are pointing towards Matt Cook being the one out of the rotation now?
Yes.
Versus the other candidates, which are much better candidates to lose their job.
Fair or unfair, this is what we're going to discuss, ladies and gentlemen, your calls, not next.
Number one.
And the number one thing you need to know about this morning, choose.
If you're the Phoenix Suns, you got to hit a home run somewhere. And this is the way you do it.
Yeah.
First of all, if you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you're just an idiot.
Yeah.
Does that mean you think you're going number one?
I know I'm going number one.
Yeah. Tomorrow, franchise altering day. So how do you feel sitting here before everything can change? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Knock it off, Bear.
It's amazing that the two worst songs, if you consider this rock and roll.
Unbelievable.
The two worst songs in rock and roll history are both made by the same group. That's hard to top. That's really hard to top. I think this is the title track of a movie in which a guy drives around a motorcycle with a live mannequin.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. Just...
That's just a weird situation.
Without Metallica and Guns N' Roses, folks, this is what it was like in the 80s. If you are about 25 or 30 years old, forgive us.
Weird is cool, though.
I apologize that the 80s existed. Other than some other things that I don't apologize for. However, if I brought that up, then the whole show would crash
down.
Yeah,
what was wrong with the 80s? Are you kidding me?
There were some
the 80s just rocked.
There were some outstanding things about the 80s.
No doubt about it.
The
70s were
that.
Weird. 70s were just absolutely weird.
I don't see. I was five, so I don't really. That's all new.
Break out the leisure suit
tomorrow. I mean, you know it's coming. You know what a big deal it is. But just sit here and let this wrap around you. I found out I cheated and looked it up. The draft starts at a little after 4 o'clock, so you're looking at about 34 hours or so, 33 and a half hours.
Mm-hmm.
And is this erasing of the coin flip? I mean, let this wash over you for a second.
Yes.
There are people that think DeAndre Ayton is Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yes.
There are people, dead serious, that think DeAndre Ayton will have a slightly better career than Greg Oden. And you're about ready to pass on, they haven't said Michael Jordan, but the way they make it sound, you're going to go Portland Trailblazer and draft Bowie. Or you're going to be drafting Oden.
Yes.
And you are passing on Kevin Durant or Jordan. I mean,
yes.
that's how varying some people think of what's about to happen tomorrow night for the Suns.
I mean, to me, honestly, right now, gather around the transistor and press the ear. We are a day away from a momentous moment here in the basin, and there's no other way to cut it. If you're a Suns fan, if you just live here and you're a sports fan, you are a day away. The Lou Alcindor scourge could finally be expunged. The labis labis, ladies and gentlemen, as they say in the Latin. The labis labis of the Suns organization. The stain that will not go away.
Here's
could
Charles
be
Barkley.
Washed away tomorrow.
This is Charles Barkley speaking Latin.
First of all, if you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you're just an idiot.
Or English.
A day away right now. It could be washed away, or guess what? It could be magnified, vilified, and reviled for decades more. Think about that. Where's Dave Roberts right now? Tomorrow is the night it turns. Dave, somebody give me Joe Boo. Wave him around right now. Tomorrow is the night it turns.
I liked it better when you butchered the line every time.
I honestly
that
think
was
about
butchering it.
What are you talking about?
It's not tomorrow. Is
but
the, it's
be,
tonight
no, but
is the
I
night.
Know that, but he, obviously, but I couldn't say tonight.
Yeah, but Bear, he means Bear, it in a draft sense.
Honestly, turn your microphone off. All right.
We just had a meeting yesterday, and I said, we want more Bear. And
March of Utica. Take fear from bats.
That's right. March 18th, 1969. The Suns lose a coin flip to the Milwaukee Bucks. And in so doing, lose the right to draft one of the greatest basketball players the world had ever known, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, known as Lou Alcindor back then. We're on the precipice right now. I kid you not. You know what? Honestly, some people call me melodramatic, ladies and gentlemen.
I do.
Honestly, this is not melodramatic in the least. We're on the precipice of a franchise-changing moment for the Phoenix Suns. Get this thing right, Doug Lease, and you could win championships. Get it wrong, and you're going to feel like you lost a coin flip to the Milwaukee Bucks all over again.
On a side note, there are three things on this planet that I just completely do not understand besides Saran Wrap, and that is quantum physics that claims that there's a parallel universe. That's just weird. Number two,
the Einstein-Rosen bridge.
Number two, has to be anything to do with rubberneckers. I had to deal with rubberneckers on the road. If the wreck is on eastbound, why are you staring at it if you're driving westbound, and vice versa?
Right.
Watch your lane. And number three, I don't understand how this is the Allstate insurance guy.
I asked Joe Boo to come. Take fear from bats.
Pedro Serrano is completely different than that actor. I don't understand how that's the same guy.
Yes.
Now, back to Ayton.
Well, it's going to be DeAndre Ayton. I would take Doncic personally.
That's Jonathan Givony, ESPN NBA insider, yesterday on the Doug and Wolf Show. This is Kevin O'Connor, Bickley and Murata.
I think, you know, as we saw with Boston last year, trading down from one to three, they had a plethora of guards and ball handlers on their roster, but they lacked a scorer like Tatum. They factored in need into the equation. And for Phoenix at number one, I do think that needs to be factored in. You already have Devin Booker, a guy who dominates the ball. Josh Jackson, a guy who at forward can handle and pass.
So he's saying Ayton's the best fit, but Doncic is still the best player.
Did you say plethora?
Yes, he did say plethora. And you have all of these guys saying that are kind of younger and kind of more analytical guys that are all going with Doncic. Amin El-Hassan.
Yeah, I go Doncic. Jonathan Givony, who does a great job for us at ESPN, put it best. He said, Doncic had 20 points and 9 assists in the Spanish League finals, basically, over the weekend. But since he did that in 5-on-5 and not in 1-versus-0, that's not good enough for the NBA somehow.
This is the day Suns fans have been waiting for right here. A day where people are going to be right and people are going to be wrong. There's a real possibility. You know what we ought to do is just take everyone's opinion on DeAndre Ayton or Luka Doncic. Because I know Marvin Bagley has been spoke of within the realm of actually possibly going number one overall. But honestly, don't you think, Douglas, it's still, even though Doncic, it feels like Doncic he's fallen down some NBA draft boards. Don't you just kind of feel it really is DeAndre Ayton or Luka
Doncic?
Not
the athlete that some of these guys are, but he's probably the best pure basketball player.
You know what we got to do? We got to take everyone's opinion on this, and we got to put it into some audio file, an audio bomb. Because somebody's going to be right on this, most likely, somebody's going to be right about DeAndre Ayton or wrong about DeAndre Ayton. All right, you know where I stand on this. It's not even close. I'm going to be crushed if the Suns somehow, someway, at the end of the day tomorrow, if the Suns don't have DeAndre Ayton at least in their possession, I'm going to be absolutely crushed.
It's interesting to think about. If DeAndre Ayton's the number one pick and he bombs, people will always blame Ayton. Sun Devil fans will blame, Sean Miller and U of A.
Right.
If Doncic is the number one pick and he bombs, everyone will blame Ryan McDonough.
Yes.
You know that. Whether Ryan's going to admit it or not, that carries weight. You're not going to get blamed if you bomb on Ayton. You take anybody else, you'll get bombed forever.
Yes.
You'll
but
always
that's not
be the guy.
Reason why, right? I mean, you've got to take the guy you think is going to be the best player.
Supposed to.
He's got to do it.
Does he? But think about it.
Somebody's going to be right, most likely, and somebody's going to be wrong.
Irrelevant of who you think is the number one guy. I shouldn't say irrelevant. Everybody that's listening right now, if you think Ayton's the number one guy, great. But if you don't think he's the number one guy, you do have to sit back and think, and it's not easy to say it from your car as you drive in, do you have the courage to put your entire basketball IQ on the line and say, I'm taking Bagley?
I mean, as a guy that's drafting, not as a guy driving to work.
Right.
As Brian McDonough.
Right.
Will you put your franchise on hold to stop the whole world to say, I want Doncic?
Yes.
That's what he would have to do if he's going to go up against Ayton. Coming up next, after struggling last night in Anaheim, has Matt Cook just lost his spot in the rotation? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Talking D-backs in just a minute. But somebody else in the world has declared themselves losers of the universe. We have to get to that. Let me read you a tweet that I have on the screen in front of me.
Hey, retweet this. Presented by Sanderson Ford.
The Brooklyn Nets have officially declared themselves losers of the universe. This is a tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski. Charlotte is finalizing a deal to send Dwight Howard to the Brooklyn Nets for Timofey Mozgov. League sources tell ESPN the Nets will save $17 million on the deal in 2019-2020, allowing them to create two max salary slots. Financially, I get it. But number one, you've got plenty of money. Number two, you just traded for Dwight Howard, making you losers of the universe.
Just incredible. It really is, right? Dwight Howard, especially on this day of all days, the day before the NBA draft. And you have to remember what an unbelievable specimen Dwight Howard was, right? Just an absolute freak-a-leak Dwight Howard was. And how bullish so many people were on his career. And let's face it, he's had a great career if you look at numbers. He's had a great career. But we all know we expected so much more out of Dwight Howard than just numbers, correct?
Can you have a great career with great numbers when nobody wants you? When you keep getting traded, how many teams and how many years is that for Dwight Howard at this point?
Amen.
Six, I believe in 6 years.
That's worse than
seven,
I thought.
Seven coming up.
I mean, that's worse than I thought.
And the same guy that thinks you can win championships with Carmelo Anthony and Dwight Howard is the same guy that thinks you can win championships with the current version of Russell Westbrook. Figure it out. There's people that win championships and there's people that don't. Figure it out.
By the way, how have the Browns not earned the nickname, the moniker, losers of the universe? How exactly did that end up with
the Browns always have that, and they'll trade for Dwight Howard as well.
Right.
This is something that I feel that this is trending. I feel like it's going to happen, and I don't like this at all, and I don't understand it. The analytics movement is always about sample size.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a longer sample size, and then I'll make judgments. Okay, I get that. But there's one part of sample size that you don't get. Sometimes people are hot in the moment, and sometimes there's just a thing called bad years or average years. It happens. Look back through history, it happens. And here's what I'm getting the feeling of as I listen to some of the comments of Torrey Lovello.
Hard to say. I haven't really had a chance to talk to him or Butch at this point, but I know that it was a couple hit batsmen, and you walk up the best hitter with the bases loaded, their best hitter with the bases loaded. You're asking for trouble. So I feel like he was doing a really nice job prior to that. It just slipped away from him, and you got to stop this team. You got to limit the base runners before Mike Trout, and he didn't do that.
The feeling I got listening to Torrey Lovello on Fox Sports Arizona last night after the Diamondbacks lost 5-4 is that Shelby Miller is ready. Matt Cook is not.
Yet to be determined. We're gonna huddle up and have some conversations probably right after we're done here with you guys and figure out what the best course of action is.
I don't get this. I don't get why you take Matt Cook out of this rotation.
Translation: the conversation he's yet to have is with Matt Cook.
He's
got to go and have that conversation with Matt Cook, because after last night, that deal is done. They're going to make that transaction. Shelby Miller's going to be in. Cook's going to be out. They've been having these conversations every single day for weeks, and you can't tell me otherwise, because that's the way the D-backs roll. And to their success, Hazen and Lovello, these guys are detail-oriented, so don't tell me they haven't had these extensive conversations on this topic. And for everything that you can cite with the numbers and the analytics, there's always that eyeball test. And Matt Cook, I just don't see or sense a lot of confidence in money moments in games. And that Mike Trout at bat is one of them. I'm not sure that he feels like he belongs sometimes when he's on the mound. After the game, he had a conversation with the reporters, and he's saying, it's been great to be with these guys. And they're like, Like, he's sort of on the outside. Like, he's joined the party. Like, it's great to be a major leaguer. Well, then you're not ready to be a major leaguer if you're just enjoying the fact you're in the bigs.
In other words, you're walking around, and it's almost like he's looking at everything and appreciating everything, right? I mean, so much of the time you hear the Cardinals and some of the scouts talking about that, right? The evaluators. Is it too big? I don't think it's too big for Matt Cook. I think he's pitched very, very well, as we all know right now. But again, it's what Doug Lee said. The sample size, baseball scoffs at small sample sizes and embraces large reserves of talent. Never forget that. Juxtapose those two things, a small sample size and a reserve of talent, large reserve of talent. And now all of a sudden the decision becomes easy. And I think that's probably what Torrey Lovello was alluding to last night.
So, here's what I don't like about it is, and I'm not saying you're wrong, Paul, it's a good observation, but Zach Godley has struggled this year mightily, looked really good in spring training, looked outstanding for about the first 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks of the season. Since then, Zach Godley has hardly done anything for you. And Zach Godley has a 1.51 whip and a 4.77 ERA. That's
until recently, though.
How is he safe?
He has won his last three starts until recently. And I would say that Godley was definitely on double secret probation until the last couple of weeks.
And not only that, the sample size on Zach Godley was bigger than Matt Cook last year.
That's right.
Being the sample
and that's
size.
The thing. If it's about 1 year, then look at this year. That right now, Godley has not pitched to the level that Matt Cook has.
Yes.
But he has equity built up with Torrey Lovello. There's no doubt based on last year.
And I don't understand equity in the sense of, then why is Alex Avila in the lineup? I mean, if this is a short enough sample size to make judgments on people to move Matt Cook, then why haven't you moved Alex Avila?
They've done that for organizational reasons.
I see.
Exactly what it's about.
But that's apples and oranges. I mean, there's ups and downs, like the season Zach Godley has had, and then there's an abject disaster, which is what Alex Avila's season has been.
I think they're about to make a mistake. Now, Zach got no game tonight. Then they go to Pittsburgh. Zach Godley pitches in Pittsburgh. I wonder if Zach Godley is on the clock, because to your point, Paul, disastrous part of mostly May, and that was bad. And then his first start of June was one of the worst ever. That's when he got destroyed in San Francisco. And then the last two outings, he's given up two earned runs. So right when Cook had his first – but the problem for me is Matt Cook's first meltdown, like really poor performance – is against the Angels lineup. The problem with yesterday, Matt Cook was the problem. The problem with yesterday is you let a guy in his first career start off the hook. That's an offensive problem. You go into a game with the Angels knowing we need to score runs.
Yeah.
You did not torch their pitching staff at all. I'm not going to look at Matt Cook and say you should have done better against the Angels.
Well, you know what? Honestly, if he's a professional player, you've got to look at Matt Cook and say, you know what? You got to do better. You got to do your job, regardless of what the offense does. You have to do your job. Every time, what I didn't like is every time the Diamondbacks scored, right, or took a lead, and they did take the lead, Matt Cook allowed the Angels to come back.
Yeah.
And that really hurt him.
And here's the other thing. If you're comparing the two of them, Godley versus Matt Cook, they've known now for a couple of weeks that the time is now. They have to prove themselves that they're – I mean, Robbie Ray had a great outing yesterday in Reno.
Yeah,
did
no
he not? He
it,
did,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay, so that clock is ticking on both of them.
He's healthy, he's coming up.
It's prove-it time for both these guys to keep their spot in the rotation. Well, one guy's gone north and the other guy's gone south. Zach Godley's been money the last two times. I mean, he's a competitor, and Matt Cook, hasn't competed like he should.
The point you made, Paul, Robbie Ray, 4 1/3 innings pitched. He gave up 3 runs, but only one of them were earned. 9 strikeouts, 1 walk.
Yeah.
That was an outstanding out. And that was Reno. That wasn't Visalia. That was AAA. But a small point on that one, Jimmy Scherfe, 1 inning pitched, no earned runs. How often is he going to be doing well in AAA while you give us Salas and De La Rosa? Mike Hazen, let's go.
Right.
Let's go. Are we in this or not? Join Aaron Maloney and 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station this Saturday from 11 to 1 at the AT&T store located on Dysart just north of the 10 in Goodyear. We'll be giving away D-backs tickets, movie passes, and more. Plus, you can check out a great deal on the new LG V35 ThinQ. Visit the events page at arizonasports.com for complete details. Coming up next, 35 hours away. The Suns will be on the clock. I think it's less than that.
Here we
so
go.
This is your last chance. Who do you want Ryan McDonough to take? You know what we're going to do? Let's do something that we hardly ever do.
602.
Oh, no.
260-9870.
In the immortal words of Bear, the assistant producer of the Duck and Wolf Show, I hate taking phone calls, but I think we should do it on this. It's a listeners-only meeting.
Let's talk to Joe in Glendale.
Hang on, I'm blocking Richard in Scottsdale right now.
Tell Ryan McDonough what you think now. It's coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Shut it, Richard!
Quit it!
Oh, yeah. It's time. You're not talking to Doug. You're not talking to Wolf. You're not talking to the rest of Ron Wolfley's basin. You're talking to the Suns this morning.
602-260-9870.
Your question this morning is very simple. With the number one pick in the 2018 NBA draft, the Phoenix Suns should select who?
Rap.
Here we go. Your opportunity, Basinonians, to sound off for the last time.
All right, let's start. Isaiah, you're first in Phoenix. Isaiah, good morning. Who should the Suns take with the number one pick in the NBA draft?
Doug and Wolf, how are you doing this morning?
We get paid to sit on our butt, Isaiah. We're very happy.
That's good. It's DeAndre Ayton. You have to take Ayton. There is no more obvious choice than to take DeAndre Ayton. He is right down the road at Arizona. Everybody loves him. I love him. I don't know what else, how more to explain it. They were lacking a big man for a long time. Alex Len isn't cutting it. Allen Williams isn't cutting it. The choice is clear enough. I don't know why the Suns would toss it up in the air. I mean, I'm hearing talk about them trading the number one pick for Kawhi Leonard. Why are you going to take him? Even Stephen A. Smith said he's not going to be staying. He's going to be staying for at least just 1 year. And then Doncic, I don't care about Doncic. Bagley, you can toss up in the air. But the choice is clear. It's going to be obvious. I'm going to be attending this draft party tomorrow, and you have to take Ayton. If I'm Ryan McDonough, I'm taking Ayton at number one. And
Isaiah,
the choice can't be any clearer.
Dude, thank you, man. Duly noted. Isaiah in Phoenix, down for Ayton. Ladies and gentlemen, roll.
First of all, if you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you're just an idiot.
That's kind of the Isaiah opinion. Jeff Buckeye, good morning. You're on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, with the number one pick in the NBA draft. The Suns should select Jeff, you missed
Jeff.
Jeff, you missed
Oh, Jeff. Man, that's just...
We're hanging up on Jeff. Juan, what's up? You're on with Doug and Wolf. Sir. Who do you want, Juan? Who's number one for the Suns?
Yes, sir. Good morning, fellas. The choice is clear for me. It's DeAndre Ayton. Take the 19-year-old man, grown man, 19-year-old, 7'1", 260-plus pounds already. With that skill set, I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime type player to me. The choice is clear. I'm taking Ayton all the way. I don't want to hear about nobody else. I don't even care. Ayton, all day.
If you're the Phoenix Suns, you got to hit a home run somewhere. And this is the way you do it.
Juan and Mesa, duly noted.
Gabe is up next in Phoenix. Gabe, listeners-only meeting. It's you and Ryan McDonough. Somebody in the Suns front office is listening. What do you want them to know to do with the number one pick, Gabe?
I want them to pick A, and if we don't, we might as well take the Brooklyn Nets place and be losers of the universe. You know what I mean? We might as well trade our pick for Dwight Howard if we get anybody else.
I want Dwight Howard. Grab Dwight Howard. Gabriel, duly noted, brother.
I love that. Drop the losers of the universe tag. By the way, you just created a bit right there, Gabriel. You'll remember that forever. We will now have an official losers of the universe from now on, maybe every Friday. Rick in Avondale. We've got Avondale and Buckeye today. God bless the West Side. Rick, good morning. You're on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Who should the Suns take with the number one pick?
Good morning, guys. Hey, you know what? We better take the big old brother, man. I'm tired of these Europeans. I'm tired of the strong forwards. We've been waiting 50 years. We're finally going to get our Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Let's get him.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
I've got to tell you, I'm not tired of the Europeans.
Yes.
I don't look at it as, well, Doncic is European.
Yes.
Then I don't want him. Don't blame Doncic for Bender. They're two completely different people. But I look at it and say, what do you already have with this team? And you got a guy. Whenever you say the name Olajuwon, I mean, doesn't that ring true? Doesn't that mean something? Akeem Olajuwon is the comp for some people.
David Robinson with a jumper.
It's what Dave Pash told us.
Yes.
I can't remember who it was that told Dave that. But that's what we're looking
Avery
at
Johnson.
Right now. Yeah, Avery Johnson. Yeah, coach of Alabama. Let's go to Frank. He kind of knows David Robinson pretty well. Frank and Mesa. Good morning, Frank. You're on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. What do you want the Suns to know, Frank?
I lived in it sounds by the Coliseum. I went to their very first Suns game.
Oh,
I'm 62, but I just want to let you guys know that we lost to Clemson for Lou Alcindor, but they got Connie Hawkins.
Yes. Okay.
So, but anyway, DeAndre Ayton. Can't miss.
For some reason, Frank, your cell phone was cutting in and out an awful lot, but we didn't draft Connie Hawkins with the number 2 pick, though.
Yes.
So let's make sure we remember that.
Yes, right. But again, that I don't think that was his point. He wanted to go there and make a statement.
Yes.
That's what I think. That was his point.
Yes. And the last one, let's go to Casey in Goodyear. Casey, good morning. You're on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Casey, God bless Goodyear. Glad you bought a home there. Bring friends over to buy more homes in Goodyear. Tell us, who are you picking number 1 overall in the NBA draft? Who should the Suns go with?
DeAndre Ayton. I'm not watching this team no more. I'm out. God's country, Goodyear.
Whoa.
God's country, Goodyear.
Casey just bringing it.
Yeah.
First of all, if you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you're just an idiot.
Okay, there you go. Basinonians, right now it's an absolute shutout. Rolling along here, Douglas, again, just trying to get your take, trying to get your reaction, ladies and gentlemen, right? Your opportunity to let the Phoenix Suns and Ryan McDonough know exactly how you feel about this. Right now, listen, I can tell you, it's not going to change anything.
What?
The hay is in the barn right now, but you know what? At least you can make your statement to the organization.
It'll be so interesting. I can't wait to hear the noise at the draft party. How loud it was at the draft lottery when they got the number 1 pick.
Yes.
It was years of angst being lifted off the fans of this franchise. And then the roar for Ayton will be like nothing anybody's ever heard. And the boos for Doncic, fair or not, are coming if it's somebody else. But what's scary, if you're on the Ayton bandwagon, don't act like we know what's going to happen here, because the quilt that you would say Ryan McDonough is cut from sounds a lot like it's very typical of some of the other people that are in his grouping. Analytic guys, young guys, are leaning much more heavily towards Doncic than the older, the Barclays of the world, who are all over DeAndre Ayton.
First of all, if you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you're just an idiot.
I mean, that's... Who is Ryan McDonough? He's more of an analytic young guy. Who are those guys going for? They're normally going for Doncic.
So Ayton just pitched a shutout, basically, right there. In our listeners only meeting, DeAndre Ayton or bust.
We took about 8 calls, maybe 7, 8, 9 calls.
2 handfuls.
Join 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station at the Phoenix Suns 2018 NBA Draft Party tomorrow, 4:00, live from Talking Stick Resort and Arena. Head to the events page at arizonasports.com for complete details and to RSVP to watch the Suns make their historic number 1 overall pick. Coming up next, how did his first OTAs go? Let's get a quick word on catching passes from Josh Rosen. That's next with Cardinals wide receiver and rookie Trent Sherfield on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.